I found a box of old comics in my mom's attic, covered in dust, and the pages smell like a feeling I can no longer trust. It was Hobbs on a snow day, throwing a snowball at Miss Wormwood, and I realized that's a world I never actually understood. Because the snow here in Canton, Ohio, just turns to gray slush by noon, and the sun never shines past 3 p.m. in the month of June. I keep reading those strips, praying to find the last one, the panel where the tiger finally tells the kid that he's gone. 'Cause I can't imagine what it feels like to be 12 and truly naive, the way I felt when I thought that this feeling was just going to leave. It's just Calvin and Hobbes in the back of my mind, a metaphor for times changing and how the snow forts we built are now just crumbling, rearranged. My therapist said I need to focus on the now and the future tense, but all I can see is that Watterson retired, and it makes too much sense. You grow up and the wagon ride just becomes a really long drive to a job interview where you hope you still look alive. I wish I could trade my quarter-life crisis for a transmogrifier. Just turn me back into a kid and let the rest of the world catch on fire. I guess the simplest truth is that the tiger was never really there, just a child's projection of existential despair. And that's too heavy for a 10-year-old, that's too much. But now tiger's still there. He has to be right, otherwise what's even the point of the sled ride? What's the point?